Hello, you fucking monkey lovers. This is Gina, and you're listening to Foul Monkeys. Yeah, you're fucking listening to Foul Monkeys, bitches.
Hi, this is Ruiko. And while I'm listening to Foul Monkeys, I enjoy having a glass of wine and eating fine cheeses by my fireplace. And now, you're listening to a brand new episode with your sexy hosts, Ricky and Gina. Let's get foul.
So yeah, this is like episode 37 or something. Fuck you. Okay.
Hello, you're listening to Foul Monkeys.
Hey.
I just had the urge to do that.
Okay.
I have an urge to do a lot of things.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Front seat and back seat.
Why do you always have to bring that up?
Cause.
That is so rude.
Whatever.
No one needs to know about my sexual escapades.
It's not like the first time it's been brought up.
I know.
If they've listened to shows before, hint, hint.
I was hoping they were forgetting.
They would, you know, heard that.
Right. Damn. Shit.
Okay.
So, Herb wants us to call him. He's on his lunch break. What do you think we should do?
Go for it.
Okay, let me get him.
See what happens.
Of course it's going to be a fuck up, I'm sure. So, I hope no one's expecting anything cool. Because we always fuck something up. No, so. Alright, let me bring him in, okay?
Okay.
Can you hear it ringing?
Yes.
Hello?
Second.
Hello. Yeah. Ooh, a three-way.
My favorite part.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. It's Herb. He's on our show.
Yeah.
Herb.
Yes. Edible and smokable.
I'm freaking tired, too.
You are? Why are you so tired?
Because I've been sitting in front of the computer for the past 4 hours, and now I have an hour lunch, but then I have to come back and do it for 4 more hours.
Aww.
Did something keep you up all night last night?
I
guess so. You're laughing, huh?
No, I have no comment on last night.
No comment?
Damn. Must have been good.
I'm sure it was.
What did you say?
I said I'm sure it was good, if he doesn't have anything to say about it.
Mm-hmm. It was speechlessly good.
Damn.
Yeah.
So where are you eating?
Or who are you eating? You're eating Ronald McDonald. You go boy.
Yeah. I actually always had kind of a thing for the hamburger.
Does his carpet match his drapes?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, he is your type, redheaded.
What did you say?
I said he is your type. He's redheaded, right?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Grimace was kind of hot, too, because it's chubby.
Yeah, that's true. If anyone doesn't know, Herb loves the chubby men.
Yes, I do.
So
I have no room for skinny boys.
Sorry.
Well, I actually have plenty of room for them. I just don't care.
Yeah, it's just like Ethiopian. It's just like,
Well, Herb's an Ethiopian too. You've seen his pictures.
Yes.
Oh my god. Yeah. But I eat like a freaking. I don't know what I eat. Like I eat like a Jew. I don't know if that makes sense.
So, do you want to tell everyone about yourself, Herb?
Sure. Well, first off, I have to say hi to Eddie.
Oh, like, Gina.
Personally. Yeah, Gina, how you doing?
Good, how about you?
I'm good.
Oh, really?
I've like, never talked to you before. Yeah.
Well, I think I'm good, too, so I guess we have something in common.
I swear, you guys both sound the exact same on the show. I can tell the difference when I talk to, like, Ricky personally, but it's like, you guys sound very similar to me.
I don't see that.
I don't either. But then again, I guess it's just us two, so, you know, who knows?
Does anyone else out there get us confused? Email us, tell us.
Oh, like they're fucking going to do that, please. Only thing we get in email nowadays is junk mail. I'm tired of that shit. Fuck.
I sent you something cool.
Yes, it'll be on the end of our show, actually.
Oh, shit. That's awesome. I won't be able to stop laughing.
So tell everyone about yourself.
My name is Herb, and I'm 21, and I just got a job at Walmart, and it sucks, but I need money.
Oh, Walmart.
And I enjoy long walks in dark alleyways and hip hop music. Actually, I like everything, but yeah.
I bet.
And I like fast food. What is that?
I said I bet you like one-legged dwarfs too, don't you?
Especially if they're chubby.
Oh yes, of course.
Are there chubby mini people?
I would say yes. I think.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of like already chubby because they have like exaggerated features that are kind of short. You know what I mean? Like stubby.
You know, and you know,
you
midgets.
Said stubby.
And the good thing about midgets, all of them look like extremely hung well because, I mean, they're small bodies and huge cocks, so, you know, they all look well hung.
That's what I heard. I remember when, what's his name? Fred Durst had some huge party at the Playboy Mansion and he got Vern Troyer. You know, like mini-me, to take off all his clothes. And apparently everybody said it was pretty big.
Well, I mean, if it's normal size, it should be, you know, huge.
Well, not everyone has a normal size vagina.
That's true. There are some small ones out there.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Me either.
I would.
It's true what they say about skinny boys. They're all hung well.
They are. It's fucking... Ugh, I hate it. I'm so jealous.
Sorry.
Don't be jealous. Trust me. I always tell people this. When people are like, God, Cedric. God, why do you... Oh, yeah. Also, to further introduce myself, my actual name is Cedric. How you doing? But apparently I have kind of, I guess, kind of a big penis. I don't really think so, but whatever. But the downside to that is back in the day when you're in middle school and you're in PE and you're in a locker room full of straight guys who want to kick your ass, you cannot hide a boner. And big guys have it real easy because they can totally hide it under whatever they have. It's awesome.
Under their stomachs?
And that used to, yeah, that used to piss me off, dude, because I couldn't hide shit.
Why were you getting boners in the gym?
All them hot men's.
Because I was gay. Yeah.
That's why I never took showers whenever I was in high school, because I noticed if I walked in there, I'd be like, got the hell beat out of me for staring at all of them.
Oh, I didn't
don't know what the deal is, because, I mean, we didn't have to take showers, but the guys did take showers if you wanted to. And I really never understood why they were always picking on gay people, but yet it was okay for them to slap their dicks up against each other.
I know, right?
What the fuck is that?
And smack each other with
just
towels.
Like football players.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, they were like slapping their dicks up against each other's asses and,
yeah,
you know,
football,
and
football
shit
is
like
such
that.
A gay sport. All those tight ends and wide receivers. And they always smack each other on the ass.
Speaking of wide receiver. Ricky, have you got a wide receiver?
Ooh.
Oh, I am the wide receiver.
Hmm. Beep, beep, beep.
They
back
learned
that
from
truck
me.
Back.
Right. Are you trying to say
oh
I'm big
God.
As a truck? Gino? Why did the two skinny guys got to pick on the fat boy?
Excuse me, I'm not the one that said you had a big hole. He's the one that said that you had a big hole.
He was talking about my wide ass.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not my asshole.
Dinah, you can run interference. I'll throw the ball, and Ricky can be the wide receiver.
I'm the tight end.
Oh, shit. No, that's me.
Oh.
It's no secret.
I wouldn't mind being the center. Having that big quarterback stand behind me and put his hand between my legs. Oh!
Oh my god.
Jesus. He would say hike, and I'd be like, what? Oh, you want the ball?
No, he would say hike, and you'd hike up your legs.
Yes, hike it up higher. Oh, you can't reach it? Oh, you want the ball? Fight me for it.
What was I going to say?
Hey, so are we all on like different phone lines, or are you guys in the same room and I'm on the phone?
We're all on different phones, but that's the good segue for what we're going to talk about today.
Cool.
Because apparently people want us, me and Gina, to be in the same room when we record.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that until people start commenting on our website, going to iTunes and writing a review, and sending us emails.
I see.
We're on strike. Huh?
I said suggestive selling.
Just a what?
I said suggestive selling.
Yes. No, it's not suggestive selling. It's fucking do it or you're not going to get it.
Exactly. I mean, sure. Jesus Christ. Put it in
I think
writing.
I've heard that before.
Oh. Oh my god, I hear a bunch of kids.
Ew.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Mickey D's and I can't like avoid people and it's really funny. Yeah. If it's too loud, just get rid of me. I'm sorry.
No, it's not loud.
Just tell everybody around you to shut up.
Right?
It's like, I'm doing a podcast here, people. Y'all need to shut the fuck up.
I'm on fucking Foul Monkeys right
That's
now, and
right.
that's important.
Yes, bitches. Ch-ch-ch. I want to hear silence.
Hey, I know, right?
Why are you
Jesus Christ, first you get all blubbery over Angel, and now it's like Herb's on you, and just like, what? Did that?
What I was going to say is, while you're working at Walmart, you should totally write foulmonkeys.com on the bathroom walls.
Yeah.
Dude, I totally will.
Yes! And do y'all have,
like, a picture of it?
Do y'all have,
isn't,
like...
Isn't you saying that, like, worse than playing music on the air? Isn't that kind of, like, illegal, too? I mean, I'll do it, but... I don't know.
Do you know
no,
if...
No, well, how is it illegal?
Because I'm going to be performing illegal graffiti on Walmart bathrooms advertising Foul Monkeys. And people are going to be like, well, gee, I wonder who it was. Either Ricky or Gina.
Yeah.
Or
you blame me.
Or that we're talking to.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't do it on that Walmart's wall.
Okay. I'll go to another Walmart and do it.
Go to Target.
Yeah. Now,
Target.
I know this is like a big question because you are working at Walmart, but
yeah.
do the computers there that y'all are like selling that on display, do they have internet service? I doubt it, but I'm just asking. I mean, it is Walmart.
I think so, but I think it's more of like a... like an infrastructure, like a very closed internet, like made
like
for Walmart.
Intranet.
Well, if you can
get
out on the net on one of them computers, pull Foul Monkeys up and leave it.
And take a picture of it.
Yeah.
That would be fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. Because we did that in Apple Store in Tampa. Pull Foul Monkeys up.
Cool.
We
and there was some
do that again, Gina.
God, and there was some big fucking
yeah.
screens too. God, Jesus Christ.
What? One of them was like 30 inches.
I know, right? You were on like the big one.
I know. I'm always
30
on
inches.
The big one.
Yes.
I don't think I could take 30 inches.
Oh, I can totally take 30 inches.
I'm sure.
You do have a wide receiver set. I can take like 2 inches, maybe.
Oh, you must be like a real top then.
Or something. Oh my god. Hey, so what did I say on the phone yesterday that you were like, I'm gonna have to put this online?
Oh, when we were talking on the phone. Oh, what was it?
Oh yeah. I was like, people don't get to see me suck cock unless I'm sucking their cock.
Referring to a video he has.
Yeah, it's hot, but it's not made for anybody else's eyes except for me, pretty much.
And then there was another thing too that you said that I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to say that. I don't remember.
It had something to do with penis, that's all I know.
We talk about other things other than a penis on the morning.
No, we don't.
Phone. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Gina, would you like to interrupt?
I don't know what you're talking about. I guess I have to wait till the, wait a minute. Well, I guess you got to send me the file.
I don't have that.
What you said that you were adding at the end of the show.
Oh, that's a song.
Oh.
Well, it's not the video.
Dinah hasn't heard that yet?
I don't know. You heard it, right? Oh, you know what? You only sent it to me, didn't you? No, you sent it to the Foul Monkeys website.
What?
Or email.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's the one that says, here's
really
something to talk about bitches.
Yeah. It's really gross. And he talks about smoking tits like blunts.
It's an audio file that
great.
We sent.
Yeah, it's an audio file. Well, he's... Yeah. It's a pretty funny song. So what are you having at McDonald's? Are you having a huge one?
I'm having a nice, hot... crispy chicken sandwich.
And what else?
And Powerade. Well, I've just been eating fries and ketchup this whole time. There's like this like Spanish drag queen Mexican guy behind the counter who doesn't speak like three words of English. It's like, hi, can I help you? Or like, no, it's more like, hi, I help you. I help you? See?
You sound like you're in Florida.
Okay, was
and
this like
I know, right?
Was this a
voicemail?
And he's
got, like, really long nails, and they're, like, better manicured than my mom's.
Oh. No, it wasn't a voicemail.
Huh?
It was a regular email.
He didn't send it to Foul Monkeys then.
Yeah, he did. I have it. I'll send it to you.
No, because I'm on the Foul Monkeys Gmail, and it's not on here.
Well, it's in my mail service, so I have it. I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely worth listening to. I was telling Ricky he should put it on the air because even though I know it's a psalm, it's like this really unheard of, retarded, like unpopular band. It's not even licensed, and it's like two guys on a keyboard. So I don't think you guys will get in trouble.
It's cool. It's awesome, man. It's totally rad. So, what do you like about Foul Monkeys, Herb?
I think I explained it on the last voicemail. I can't remember exactly how I explained it. It's like that part in the movie when you're watching USA for TNT or some shitty daytime movie. And it's like True Lies or, you know, The Whole Nine Yards or Sleepless in Seattle. And the guy's like about to get killed or the woman's about to have sex. Or the guy is about to get his penis cut off, and then it's like, bam, commercial. And it's like, what the fuck? I want to see dick on the floor. I want to see babies coming out of vaginas. I want to see people crawling off bridges. And that little instance right there of, like, addiction is how I feel about Foul Monkeys.
That's
it's hot,
nice.
Man.
So it's like something you really don't want to listen to, but you have no other choice but to listen to it.
No, he's saying at the end of every show he wants more. He wants it to be more, but we always stop.
Yeah, exactly. Like, whenever it's done, I want to hear the next episode, like, automatically.
Okay.
Well, you know, we could probably do that one day if I ever decide that I'm going to record on Thursdays. Because I can never remember to do that. So.
Yeah, Just to stop getting distracted by boys, Ricky.
I know, it's awful. It wasn't boys. It was boy. Gina.
Whoa, you guys are cutting out.
Gina.
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm listening.
Talk!
Okay, well, he was talking to
me. Hey, hold on a sec. Let me go outside, because I can't hear you.
Uh-oh, I think we're having technical difficulties now.
Oh, you, of course.
Yeah, it's getting all... It's like...
This wouldn't be Foul Monkeys if there wasn't technical difficulties.
True.
I know, right?
I wonder if people like our technical difficulties.
It can become kind of like a trademark. I don't know. Well, y'all is funny.
If they would, like, write in, you know, and tell us, you know, then we would know, but we know that's not going to happen.
True.
Oh, well.
Yeah, what's up with... I'm still, like, kind of upset that the person said that they fell asleep during our episode.
Who was that? And why didn't they put that on the website?
That's the exact same thing I asked them. It's actually one of Kevin's ex-boyfriends.
Hmm.
And he was like, I listened to the show, the one that was one with, it had Rui Cub with it, and he's like, I totally fell asleep. I was like, ooh.
Okay.
And I was like,
He fell asleep with Lewis on the show? How's that possible?
I mean,
Lewis is like the most energetic guy ever. It's awesome.
I know. He was like crazy mad on the show. He was like, and it's Lewis!
I like when he was talking about that commercial that both of you guys didn't hear of, and I had no idea what it was either, but it was just funny because I could almost picture it just based on his description.
Well, I know what commercial it was. It was the M&M commercial with the lady from Will and Grace, Karen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's that one.
Karen Walker.
Yeah. She's my favorite.
Oh.
Sucks that the show's
gone. She has a CD.
What?
Yeah, she has a music CD. It's like William Shatner's CD, where it's like there's music in the background and she kind of narrates.
Oh,
it's like that. It's really
boring.
Weird.
Boring.
Yeah, I know. My ex has it, of course.
Is there anything? Would you like to give a shout out to your ex?
No, because you probably wouldn't listen.
Well, then it gives you all more reason to do it.
I know, but it won't be much of a shout-out. It'll be more of like a cuss-out or like a bitch-out or...
Awesome! We need that for the ratings.
You could do a fuck you.
Yeah, you could do a fuck you. We haven't had one of those in a while.
How do I do a fuck you?
Say fuck
he
you.
He hasn't been listening long enough.
I guess not.
You call into our hotline. You call into our hotline, and then you just say fuck you to whoever and whomever you want to.
Well,
for whatever reason.
And we play it.
Wow. I shall have to do that then.
Unedited too.
Yeah, unedited. So,
if you slip up and say a name, oops, oh well.
We only edit it when we say a name.
Yeah, really.
I see how it goes.
It's up to our discretion because it's our fucking show. So do it, bitch.
Okay. Oh my God, Ricky, you have to talk all Southern and shit, because that was making me crack up earlier.
No, I don't want to talk Southern. I have talked Southern before on the show, actually. Do you remember, Gina, when I did Kelly Bickler?
Bickler?
Pickler? What's caviar?
Oh my God.
You only.
I like when you talk about Jesus.
Jesus Christ, our Lord Savior, who no one can live without Him.
Him. I fucking love it.
If you don't drink Southern sweetened iced tea, then you don't love Jesus. And if you're diabetic, you're going to hell anyway, so it don't matter.
Going to hell. I love it. What is wrong with me? I'm attracted to Southern boys. Damn.
I don't know. He's from the South, Gina. He's from Florida.
Jeez, poor thing.
No, he's from, like, Miami. He's, like, from Little Cuba, Little Havana.
Yeah, I'm from the MIA.
Gina, where are you from? The POLK?
Oh, yes. This wonderful redneck community. I feel like I'm in, like, the realistic version of South Park.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Who's Mr. Hanky?
Howdy, how?
Mr. President.
Are you Mr. Garrett?
Mr. Hey, yeah.
Isn't Mr. Garrett a total, like, transvestite now or something?
Yeah, he's Mrs. Garrett now. No more Mr. Hat or Mr. Slave, it's Miss Garrett now.
Yeah, he switched back a couple of times, and now he's, like, just Mrs. Garrett, I think. Which Mr. Slave was nasty. He's like, oh my God, Paris Hilton, I'm gonna eat you with my ass. And he sat on her face.
I know, Mr. Slave was cool. I like Mr. Slave. He's such a slut.
Yeah.
He engulfed Paris Hilton.
Well, you know that I have not seen an episode of South Park since the movie came out.
Yeah.
I have to say that every time, because every time someone says something, I'm like, was that before the movie?
Dude, the only reason I know anything about that show is because of my friends. The only episode I've ever really sat down and watched, besides the movie, was the J-Lo episode and the Michael Jackson episode, and that's, like, it. I don't really watch it. I don't watch TV.
Taco-flavored kisses!
Taco-flavored kisses!
What time is your lunch over?
What?
What time is your lunch over? You're boring.
Shut up!
Jesus.
It's over at... Hold on, let me look at the clock.
You're looking at your clock.
I'm looking at my cock in front of Walmart.
Hot.
That's everybody hot. Look at my cock.
Yeah.
I think some people just stared at me. But it's okay, because I don't have my name tag on, so they don't know I work here yet. This is... I don't have a vest yet either, so I'm good.
Oh, those vests are hot.
Oh, you don't have one of those blue smocks? Gosh.
No, my lunch is over in half an hour.
Those things are totally hot. I get totally turned on when I see them.
I worked at Walmart. I worked at Walmart, and I had a vest, and I totally went into work without a shirt on one day.
You worked at Walmart?
I worked at Walmart, yeah.
Damn, you've been all over the place.
Yep.
With that tight end of yours.
With what?
With that tight end of yours.
Yeah. Well, wide receiver.
What he didn't say, it wasn't actually Walmart he worked for, it was a parking lot that he worked.
Oh. You did not.
I went over to the Walmart today to get my money from them bitches.
I went over to the Walmarts to have a good time, and I had 50 good times.
He was
to spread the love and the honor of Jesus Christ.
Of our Lord Savior, who everybody needs to sweat for Jesus.
That's right. And he was a parking lot greeter. Hi, welcome to Walmart.
Would you like to touch my penis? Oh my
welcome
God,
to Walmart. I'll meet monkey. You in the bathroom.
Where it's standing room only.
My mouth is your urinal.
Yummy.
Oh my God.
That's golden.
Was that a word pun?
Let's see.
Speaking of golden, you know how, do you guys have the thing at the movie theater now where it's like, the exit doors are at the bottom and the top of the movie theater, you know, whatever.
Right.
Does it do that now?
Yeah, well, we have the Cobb Theater, which they don't do that anymore, but they do tell us where the exits are.
Because, like, when I moved here, I mean, I'd never seen that since I was, like, a little kid, but you can tell they, like, replayed the same one that's from the 80s, because it's got all these, like, keyboards and synth and shit, and it's like, and it's like, the exits are located at the top and the bottom of the movie theater. Just in case there's a fire, make sure you know where they are. And it's like, I don't know, it's just, I think somebody died or something, and they're like, oh, we should put it on again before more people die, dumbass.
My god, that voice just totally turned me on.
Huh?
I said your voice just totally turned me on when you're speaking like that.
Oh, like a movie announcer? Like, this summer. Yeah, it's retarded.
I'll make a movie.
Mm. The only golden part about that will be the shower.
Oh, China, oh, you got jokes today, don't you?
Oh, yes. But that's one thing I do like about the theater now. They're saying now that silence is golden.
Yeah.
Why don't they just say what they want to say? Is like, y'all people need to shut the fuck up while this movie's playing and so everybody can hear it. I mean, people would not
just
talk
as long as you're quiet, it's okay to piss in your seat.
That's right. You can hold hands.
Like, this summer, you thought you could stay dry in the movie theater. You were wrong.
I did get wet in the like theater one shower. Time.
You it, did?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a golden shower. It was more like a Coke shower.
A cock shower?
Yeah, a Coke shower.
A cock shower?
Yeah.
A cock shower?
Yeah, a Coke. I was, like, totally sitting there, and someone asked me that I went with if I needed something to drink, and I'm like, sure. So when they came back and went to hand it to me, the lid popped off, and the whole entire drink light went right in my lap. It was like
did it feel good?
It was fucking cold. It was ice cold. It was like a 32-ounce drink.
Did your vagina shrivel?
Yes, yes. My lips shrunk up, and so did my clitoris. It all shrunk. I looked like a smoothie.
Oh my god!
You looked like a Barbie.
Yes. I was Barbie that night. I had everything.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Were you Barbie left this party.
Were you wearing the high heels with a short skirt?
Yes.
And did you have your hair up in a bow?
It was like all twisted up.
Oh.
It looked like it got caught in a ceiling fan or something.
Now, were you the white Barbie, or the black Barbie, or the Mexican Barbie?
I was the permatan Barbie.
Don't they have, like, different names, even though it's, like, the same Barbie face on the doll? Isn't it, like, Timmy and Melissa? Yeah.
Slut, whore.
Back in the day, they didn't.
They had the new transgender
right, back
one
in the day,
now.
It was just, like, right, okay. I'm, like, out of the loop with toys. When I used to work at Toys R Us, I was, like, all over that shit, but now I don't know.
So I wonder if the black Ken, I wonder if his name is like Andre or something.
Well,
yeah, it's probably like.
Well, you know,
probably like Tyrone or something.
Cedric,
yes. Or Laquan or something like that.
Yeah,
and the transgender's one's called Sam Samantha.
How do you get a transgendered Barbie and Ken when they have no parts?
I know, right? Ken's a smoothie.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was helping the kid with his drink.
I actually seen this.
I was helping him with his Walmart drink.
Aren't you just special? I seen this baby doll one time. It was a female baby doll. It had the head and everything, the arm and legs, everything was female, but it had a dick.
What?
It actually had male genital.
On a female Barbie?
Yeah, it wasn't a. It was just a Barbie doll.
Where was this?
It was some Barbie doll that my ex-wife's niece had.
China, I still cannot grasp the fact that you have an ex-wife.
I know, isn't that trippy?
Really?
Oh, someone hasn't listened to our shows.
Though they can't.
Dude, I don't listen to all of them.
Goodbye, Herb.
Even though they say that they can't wait till the next one comes out. It's
I know. Like, why till the next one comes out?
Well, while you're waiting in hiatus, check out the other ones.
Right.
I will.
No, you're gonna have to do a public service announcement for us at the end of the show.
Dude, I totally will. I'll make sure everybody knows where the exit doors are.
Yes.
I know where my exit door is. Anyone can enter.
Yeah, it's only an exit.
No, mine's an entrance.
I think it's an entrance, too. Yeah. Yours is a double door. It's a double...
Why is this book on Ricky Burton night?
It's more like a revolving door.
A revolving door. Oh, man. I got stuck in that revolving door.
Yes.
You got stuck in a revolving door? You got stuck in a revolving door?
No. I was going to say, I could probably easily get stuck in his revolving door.
Ooh.
Herb.
Why don't y'all just get a room?
What are you trying to say?
You gotta put motion detectors on it.
So then you could, like, pre-get ready when you're ready to enter. It'll be all ready to go.
Like, yeah, I prepare my ass. Unlike Tina and Ariel.
Slutty bitches.
Oh my god.
I hate them. I can't believe that bitch.
Wow, that guy
out.
Has like. Sorry, this one guy had like the most bass in his car ever. I could not hear anything.
Yeah, so anyway, I think it's time for this interview to be over.
Yeah, because we're like totally at 36 minutes.
Yeah, we gotta go, Herb.
We don't want to do no 36 fucking
minutes.
Another fucking hour show. Jeez.
I may not have listened to the show forever, but I know enough to know that it's not going to end right now, and you guys are going to be like, well, we're going to end, and then they're going to take 15 minutes, and we'll end it. So and it'll be like at 57 minutes, so and then I'm going to come by later and listen to it, and I'm going to be like, bitches, I could have been on fucking more of that show, motherfucker.
But that's why we have to start now, so we can, like, hurry up and try to, you know, finish, but we're not.
Get to have your pre-finishing pre-game show.
That's right. You know how like football is.
Our pre-cum show.
That's right. The pre-start, the start, and the pre-middle, the middle, the ending, the pre-ending, and the final ending.
Which is not really the final ending. It's like the final ending part 3.
Yes. It's just a prelude to the ending.
Ricky, you'll be really good at the pre-cum show.
What are you talking about?
Ding, prize of time.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Oh, I can't speak right now. You need a spanking, you bad boy.
Ouch. Oh my god, I need to bring out my alter ego, but maybe I should do that on another show because I don't want you guys to take forever.
You need to do that with Tina and Ariel.
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, Gina, he has a friend named Eric.
Uh-huh.
And he's like a total drag queen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And they want to get to know Ariel and Gina, or Ariel and Ed. Shit. They want to get to know Ariel and Tina.
Yeah.
We still got to have Enos on the show again.
Ooh.
Enos Doctor.
So you can call the...
Yeah, my friend is one of those gay guys that spells his name a certain way so that it becomes gayer than the original spelling.
How does he spell Eric?
It should be E-R-I-C, right? But it's more like an A-R-Y-C-Q.
And why are gay men so adamant about having their name pronounced the way it's, you know, actually should?
I don't know. It's fucking weird. It's like, I'm going to be individual and unique and spell my name like no one on fucking earth has ever heard of before.
Well, my name's going to be RYQQIEEY.
Yes. Because, I mean, it's like... It's like you can't call him Mike. It's like, I'm Michael. I'm Michael.
Richard.
I'm Jonathan. My name is Jonathan. My name is Daniel. Not Danny. Daniel. I mean, it's like, whatever.
I like when people, like, take, like, inanimate objects or names of songs and make it their names, too. Like, they're just so fashionable that they can't... They're not allowed to have a regular name anymore. Like, my name is not Brandon. It's Booty 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 Rocket Everywhere, okay? seen that, dude. Like, my name is Phantasmo, or, like, you know, Future, or, like, something really, like, chic and fashionable, and it comes out sounding a lot stupider than I think they wanted to.
I'm thinking I'm going to do, like, what's his name did, and change mine to a symbol.
Oh, Prince.
Yes, I'm going to be a symbol. Skull
I'm
going to
be, like, I'm going to be, like, someone named Esther, but call myself Madonna.
Yes.
My name is Esther.
My name is Esther, but everyone calls me Madonna.
And I reinvent myself every 2 years.
By talking about God and putting myself on a big cross just like Jesus Christ, because he's our Lord Savior and I should be one too.
And she actually was wanting to use like Buddhist holy water to cleanse something, and it's like, what? It's like, girl, you need to stop before people start thinking you're crazy.
I know, right? It's like, girl, you need to check yourself before someone shoves a cross up that vagina of yours.
Jesus.
Who hasn't shoved a cross up her vagina?
I know, right?
Oh my god, we better shut up or we're totally going to be murdered by all the gay people in the world.
I know, right?
Why, because we're dissing on Madonna?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh well, they'll get over it.
I think they would react even more if it was Cher.
I was just gonna say that.
Yeah, babe. Yeah. Babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Gypsies, tramps, and trees. Cause I'm a half breed.
If she could turn back time, she'd get all that plastic for her.
Although the outfit that she wore on that Navy ship, oh my god, woof. Oh, the went lesbian on her.
It's in your tears.
And then what about her gay son and her lesbian daughter?
Her son's
her
gay.
Son gay?
I think so.
Elijah Blue's gay.
Dude, he's in a band.
Doesn't he look gay?
They sound kind of gay. I mean, I guess I could see it. It's just, I don't know. He doesn't. They're like one of those, he's in this band called Deadzy, and it's like really, really, really deep, dark, like gothy, synthy 80s.
I know, I'm
going
to like check into that.
Well, you can totally tell that Chaz is gay.
Chaz? Oh, yes. Jesus Christ. She looks like a guy. What was the name of that band again? His band?
She probably smells like a guy.
Probably.
The band is called Deadzy. It's Deadsy. They're pretty good, but, I mean, I wouldn't buy a CD or anything. I just remember everybody had it, like, in 2000.
Where there's always LimeWire.
Everybody
wire.
In school. Yeah, that's true. Definitely. Yeah, the CD is called Commencement.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. The best song ever is this song called She Likes Big Words. And, I don't know, it's good.
I like big words,
You
too.
Sound like you're fucking...
Dick.
Wink, wink, wink. Nudge, nudge, nudge. Wide receiver, wide receiver.
Dick.
Oh my goodness. Is this show crappy? Is it going to be a good show, you think?
Yeah. Who knows? We shall see. And you might as well stay till the end. Shit.
So do you want to do your public service announcement now?
Yeah, because it's like time to go.
Yeah. What is it? Give me a script. And I'll say it in that big movie announcer voice.
Well, you're supposed to say, while we're waiting on the next episode of Foul Monkeys, go back and listen to the old ones or something like that.
Okay. All right, hold on.
And you could say, you could say, don't be like Cedric, who doesn't listen to the old shows. Okay, you ready?
Be the sick monkey.
Give me a second.
Okay.
I have to choke this fake bacon and mystery meat out of my throat.
You go, boy. Clear your phlegm. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. We Ladies and gentlemen, why wait for new Foul Monkeys episodes when you can go back and listen to the old ones? Don't be a loser. Listen to them today.
Yay.
That was hot.
So, of course, Ricky's going to take this into GarageBand and loop it.
Yeah, and masturbate to it.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, I'm coming all over that loop.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. You'll make the pre-come and the coming show?
Yes.
And the afterglow show, too?
It's going to be the pre-come, more to come show.
You could totally get John Madden in on that set.
You want John Madden, don't you?
Ew.
Oh, fuck no, he's too old for my ass.
Ew. He's like...
I like big guys, but I seriously, we have to go online sometime, and I have to show you, like, big guys that are hot and big guys that are not, because there's a difference. Just because you're 300 pounds doesn't mean I find you attractive, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I really wish you would have told me that off-air, though.
I know, right? Now he's going to be so depressed.
I'm not Jesus. Talking about you, jeez.
Now he's going to go have to get in his Ritalin.
Kind of. Now I have to go eat.
I know, he's going to go binge now. He's going to go beat on Tina.
Come to Mickey D's with me.
Him and Tina are going to get into a fight, and then they're both going to sit there afterwards and just binge.
Come to Mickey D's with me on my break, please. It's fucking hot out here. Oh, yeah. Alright, you guys, finish up your show. I won't keep you any longer.
Well, it's already an hour long.
You might as well make the announcement of where to go, what to do, what.
What do you mean?
Like the website, the email address, the phone number.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I do have to do that, don't I?
Yeah.
But the we problem told is you, I totally don't know.
Well, we told I you there totally was going to be know. A test at the end. Jesus Christ.
Said he didn't know the answers.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't.
My God.
I know that it's the numbers in my phone and the emails like saved in my computer, but I don't know by heart.
Oh my God. Didn't you know there was going to be a test
at
the end?
Yeah, you just dropped like 30 points in the best male listener category.
I know, right? There went his nomination.
Right. Rui Cub and Mike, stand up. Well, anyway, since he's on the phone with us, we'll tell him so he'll know next time.
Okay.
You can always visit us at foulmonkeys.com.
You can visit us?
You can always download the show at iTunes by doing a search for Foul Monkeys. And you can always email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com because Cedric doesn't know how to do that. And neither does any of our listeners. And I'm getting ready to go the fuck off now, because if you want me and Gina to be in the same room, you gotta fucking tell us. We want to hear it on our line. We want to see it in our 1,000 million emails. We want to see it in a comment on our fucking webpage.
That is 206-984-FOUL.
Yes.
Call us, you motherfucking bitches.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Herb, you have a good night at work.
Yes, it was good talking to
you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Remember to write it down on the wall for us.
That's right. Foul Monkeys rocks.
I'll pee it all over the Walmart wall so I can remember it.
Hot.
And then everybody else in the parking lot can call it, too. That's what I'll do. That's better than graffiti, because piss is like a diamond. It lasts forever. And it smells forever, and everybody remembers it, so...
It's like also
Foul Monkeys on the wall.
And what you can do around the wall is like give a dirty Sanchez in memory of Foul Monkeys.
Because we're gonna stop doing the show because no one listens to us anymore.
No. Speaking of dirty Sanchez, the song that I sent you is totally dirty Sanchez.
Oh yeah.
Huh.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It'll be at the end of our show then.
Yeah, by the time we get that on in there and everything, this will be another
fucking
hour show.
It's going to be an hour show.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Gotcha. All right. So, yeah, I have another 4 hours to go.
Yeah, we're going to definitely lose some listeners now.
Yeah, for real.
They're going to be like, God, you guys...
Dude, you know Mike and Lewis will eat this up?
I know Mike is probably going, why
That's
the fuck
two.
Are I on the show yet?
That's two.
We saved the last... Fuck! We Jesus. Save the best for last, baby boy.
That's right.
We save our poppies for last.
I definitely don't fit into that category.
No, you're not a poppy.
Uh-uh.
Gay's okay as a poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, poppy, how are you, poppy?
Ay, que lindo.
No, Kuala, no habla español.
Como está, Mansoor?
Me amo Ricardo Edmundo Bertin.
Bertin.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Alright, peace.
Bye, later.
Bye.
Later.
Jesus.
So, now we want to talk about him, right?
Jeez.
Well, is there anything else we're supposed to say?
I hope not, because we're at like 51 minutes.
I know, oh, that's geez. Crazy. We need to stop this.
I know,
for real.
Like way too long.
And since nobody's listening to us, why are we making these long? This long?
I know, right? Damn.
It's effing crazy, man.
It's crazy, people. It's crazy. So.
Okay. Well, remind me like tomorrow. And Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday every hour that we need to record.
Okay.
On Thursday.
Right. Right.
Because I'm hoping to go out of town on Friday if the fucking hurricane doesn't ruin that for me.
Oh, I know, right?
Bitch.
Fucker.
All right, well, we'll see you later, fans, listeners,
yes.
Turds, turdettes.
Right. Fucking bitches.
Y'all have a good week.
Yeah.
And fuck you.
Fuck you.
Infinity.
Yes.
I dig it. The way you handle it, I dig it. when you tug on my balls, and I dig it when you answer in my booty call. Cause I dig it when you suck my clit, and I dig it the way you handle it. I dig it when you lick my cunt, and I dig it when you're smoking on my tits like blunts. Cause I dig it when you spread your ass. I dig it when it smokes like grass. I dig it when you suck my dick, and I dig it when you